Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, September 3rd through Thursday, September 9th, 2021. September 3rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, we have a small but important victory in the moral fight to stop abortion. Your Supreme Court upheld the right of the state of Texas to ban abortions once a heartbeat is heard. We must continue to pray that life, human life, is recognized for what it is at the moment of conception. Look for Satan to retaliate. The storm Ida, which dealt a surprising blow as it worked its way up the eastern part of your country, is a firm reminder that the people of this nation needs to turn to my protection and provision in every present moment. Never presume that you are not vulnerable to Satan's attacks. It is never my will that my children suffer. However, the hand of my protection is often lifted when my commandments are flagrantly ignored. Each soul needs to realize his vulnerability apart from my protection. Trust in my omnipotent provision and protection to guide you to the safety of my arms. A note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice, let them ever sing for joy, and do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord, you cover him with favor as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 4th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, always be aware of Satan's attacks upon your peace of heart. When you pray, do not allow the evil one to transform the petitions you hold in your hearts into worries. Pray with faith in my omnipotent power to overcome any situation with my love and my grace. The times of unusual stress are upon the world. Many petitions are offered now, which even a decade ago would not have been deemed necessary. This is due to the fact that consciences have been convoluted and the truth challenged on all sides. Each day, pray to Mary, protectress of the faith, to stand your ground in an unbelieving world. Satan cannot foster fear in such a heart. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 5th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, it is a special grace to be able to love my will, even in the midst of adversity. Such a soul is in the sixth chamber of the United Hearts. Few there are who abide there. These are the souls who, through grace, have been able to completely die to self and have no special desires or wants towards their own comforts or well-being. What joy and peace would descend upon the world if more souls could claim this grace through self-abnegation. Purgatory would be emptied, as no new poor souls would enter therein. The soul can only enter the sixth chamber through the surrender of his own will. This means no unforgiveness, no jealousy, no anger, no selfishness whatsoever. The soul is completely devoted to obedience to my commandments. These are the goals I desire all my children to aspire to. Pray for the spiritual strength to do so. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 6th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "These are the times foretold in which true faith is at a premium. People no longer trust me to answer their prayers. Many do not believe in me, my provision, or my protection. Such as these depend only on human efforts, human intelligentsia, and human resources. They protect their material goods, but do not pray for protection over their spiritual well-being. This invites the entrance of evil. This paves the way for the Antichrist. When people become most dependent upon their own human efforts, the Antichrist will step in as the human solution to all Earth's woes. Even now, he is trying to unite all people and all nations into a one-world government and religion. This is an evil union. The wonders Antichrist will work are from powers below designed to mislead the human race. This is why, children, you must place your faith in the truth. The truth is my omnipotence and my commandments. Pray for strong faith in me through Mary, protectress of your faith." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 7th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The time is upon you when those who live in the truth must unite in the Spirit." Evil has united and is accomplishing more than you realize. I am calling my remnant to hold fast to their faith and tradition. Persevere in prayer. Represent the truth in the face of disbelief. Set yourselves apart from the world and the opinions of the worldly. You are under my dominion. You cannot worry or chase after the approvals of those who have compromised the truth. Be strong in discerning good from evil, for therein lies your salvation. In your hearts, unite in a prayer of victory over all untruth. My strength is with you and setting you apart from those devoted to sin. Unite in prayer in your hearts. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Another note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 8th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Satan is confounded by the soul who trusts in my mercy. Such a one cannot be assailed with guilt for past sins and transgressions. The one who trusts in my mercy is at peace in the present moment. He knows that I love him, and his peace of heart allows him to be my most perfect instrument. Do not be eager for forgiveness or understanding from mortal man, as so many place themselves above my mercy and persecute the ones who have been washed clean by my omnipotent mercy. Mere mortals must not presume to judge in a divine way. Do not be discouraged by the ones who presume to be holy but do not walk in the light of forgiveness. These ones must hasten to my mercy themselves. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 13. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 9th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I know the intentions held in every heart. I favor the just beyond their understanding. I carry every cross with them and enjoy every victory they have over evil. The souls who are long-suffering but still trust in my divine will shall enjoy a great reward in heaven. Those who persevere in faith amidst every adversity will receive a just reward. Those who do not believe will see their position before me with surprise and sorrow. In the day of my great victory, all evil will be exposed by light. Nothing will remain hidden from me. The depth of love in each heart is measured by the depth of trust in me. The trusting soul knows there is no limitation to my provision or to the ways in which I provide. He who trusts is never discouraged. A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Another note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice, let them ever sing for joy, and do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You will cover him with favor as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.